This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has defended her country against criticism of last week's conviction of two Reuters journalists on charges of violating the country's laws.
They were not jailed because they were journalists. They were jailed because the court has, sentence has been passed on them because the court has decided that they had broken the Official Secrets Act.
The two journalists were arrested last December after meeting with two police officers at a restaurant where they were given a stack of documents. They were investigating the massacre of 10 Rohingya Muslims by police and soldiers last year. Two journalists were sentenced to 7 years in prison. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in the Vietnamese capital Hanoi, Aung San Suu Kyi urged anyone who has criticized the verdict and called for journalist release, including the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, to point out if there's been a miscarriage of justice. A group of former U.S. national security officials is urging the Trump administration to reconsider a controversial report on the connection between terrorism and immigration, saying the report falsely gives the impression that immigrants are responsible for the majority of terrorist attacks. Last year, President Trump imposed a travel ban on citizens of 6 predominantly Muslim countries. He asked for the compilation of data on foreign nationals in the U.S. who have been charged with terror-related offenses. Immigrant families separated at the U.S. border with Mexico may soon get a second chance, to claim asylum if an agreement is reached by the Department of Justice and immigration advocates in support by a federal court. Parents arrested at the border have been separated from their children. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official reporting a readiness plan has been developed to assist hundreds of thousands of civilians who are trapped in Syria's northern province of Idlib, while diplomatic moves to prevent an all-out war are accelerating. We get more now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The UN regional coordinator for the Syrian crisis says he has appealed for the protection of civilians in Idlib to countries of influence attending a humanitarian task force meeting in Geneva. Panos Mumsis says he has received assurances from the Russian and U.S. co-chairs that everyone was intent on finding a peaceful way forward.
Diplomacy, prevention of humanitarian diplomacy is taking place at the moment at all levels to make sure that everybody works with the same objective to avoid humanitarian catastrophe.
Nearly 3 million civilians are trapped in Idlib. They have nowhere to go as all routes are closed to them. The United Nations warns a full-scale military operation in Idlib would result in the worst massacre of this century. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The rival Koreas today opened their first liaison office near their border to facilitate better communications. The liaison office opening comes before South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meet for the third time this year next week. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a U.S. bishop accused of sexually harassing adults just ahead of discussing wide-ranging sexual abuse allegations in the American church with U.S. Catholic leaders. That story now from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Francis has summoned senior Catholic bishops from around the world to the Vatican in February to work out how the church can protect the young. But the avalanche of allegations keeps coming. Abuse scandals have shaken confidence in the church in the United States, Chile, Australia and Ireland. Germany is the latest. Der Spiegel magazine reporting Wednesday on a leaked study commissioned by German bishops. It found that more than 1,600 clerics had sexually abused more than 3,600 minors, mostly boys, over a period of 70 years. And it catalogued face-saving cover-ups by the church, which often chose switching the accused to new posts over disciplinary action.
Outer bands of Hurricane Florence have begun to batter portions of the southeastern Atlantic coast of the U.S. with strong winds and rain. The director of the U.S. National Hurricane Center, Ken Graham, says the storm's forward motion has slowed.
It's just absolutely amazing how slow this system is going, and that's going to compound some of the issues that we have, and that's what we've been talking about, the slowness continuing to have these impacts.
Florence now has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.